Hey, here we are again.
What's up, everybody?
Can everybody hear us? Is everything
Yep,
okay?
everything
Looks like
should
the
be
mic's
good.
on.
Mic's on. Ready
Yeah,
to
better.
go.
Yeah, sorry, it came up. Because, like I said, I never used this OBS shit before. So it's like, I still have, like, all the commercials and crap like that, like, in my scenes. If anybody knows what I'm talking about that uses this
Ready for
program.
loads, you can set it up,
So,
yeah.
yeah, so it's like when I opened it back up and I just hit streaming and it just automatically went to YouTube and assumed that I wanted another one of last night's stream. It just had the same picture and
So it allows
everything.
you to change that picture in there.
Yeah.
That it allows you to change it before you even start the countdown, right?
No, I had to
That
change it after I started the countdown. But it was
that's
still, it
weird.
was on the little thingy, but it's not that big a deal. It's just
Yeah.
like the title card, and it's only like a couple of seconds
Okay.
before I can change it out.
All right.
Yeah. That's, all right.
All right.
Yeah, we're still in sync. Woo, in sync. We're a boy band or something.
I'm still fucking sleepy from last night.
I am too, a little bit.
Yeah.
So for some reason, I don't know if it's because I'm turning into an old crone or something like that, but it's like I keep waking up, but at like 3:45 every morning. If it was
Yeah.
3:15, it would be like the Amityville Horror. But yeah, so I'm waking up at 3:45. And I woke up at 3:45, like not even, because sometimes it's because I have to pee, but it's like this morning it wasn't even that. I don't know what it was. And
Yeah.
I just woke up and I was in a really uncomfortable position because I guess Pookie had decided that she was gonna sleep like kind of on my leg. You know what I
Yeah.
mean? Like in between my two legs, so I couldn't really move without dislodging her. And that kind of sucked. And then I
What's
laid
weird is
awake
that
there for a long time.
you get old and you don't need any sleep. You can just wake up and you're
Oh,
like, okay, I'm done.
I still need
But
sleep.
then you want to take a nap. I want to take like a old man nap. You know?
I know, I
It's
went in
like,
to get him. I said, we're going on in like 20
and
minutes.
I'm
And
like,
he's like,
oh man, I don't want to freaking, yeah.
yeah, he's like, I don't
Yeah.
want to do it. I'm so tired.
Well, we got to talk about the damn movie. Well, first thing I do is got to mention somebody brought to my attention that they got Ron Jeremy locked up.
Did you see the pictures of him in
He looks
court?
fucking terrible,
He,
didn't
well, I mean, he didn't
he?
look that great before. I mean, just
Well,
to be
yeah.
perfectly honest with you, but you know what I mean?
Yeah, jail wasn't too good on him.
I didn't realize like
Yeah, and his
how
bond.
ancient he's gotten.
Yeah, and his bond is fucking set real high, so he's gonna be there a
Six
long time.
point six million dollars. Million
Yeah, so
dollars.
it's like a couple cases of sexual assault. One of them is being accused of rape. It's
Yeah,
three women.
I think it's, well, I think it's four.
It's a four.
But one of the women, she they didn't pursue her case because I guess the other witnesses like live out of the country and they didn't want to
Okay.
come back, or there were troubles about them coming back like to testify.
Yeah, now are they porn stars?
Some of them are, but some of
Okay.
them not. Well,
Okay.
because apparently what he would do, and I guess they started like somebody started like a Facebook group that had been like groped by him, and apparently it's like been a long term. This is just kind of like,
Yeah.
Bill Cosby and all that kind of stuff,
All
where it's
right.
like people like in the industry like knew
Yeah.
about it forever, but
So
it's
they
like,
me too'd his ass.
so yeah, but it
Yeah.
seemed like that a lot of people outside of that didn't know about it.
Right.
So apparently, what he would do, I mean, and he's like almost 70 years old. This is super gross, you guys.
Yeah.
And it's like, so he'd go out to clubs. And then he would like kind of be like, "Hey, I'm fucking Ron Jeremy. I'm famous," and all this other kind of shit. And then he would—I don't know if he drugged girls or if he just like looked out for like really drunk ones, and then
Yeah.
would just like drag them somewhere and rape them or something like that.
Yeah.
You know
Okay.
what I mean? So yeah, special. So if he's found guilty, I think we get him 90 years.
Yeah, well, he won't have to serve
Well, no, because he's already 67 years old.
it.
Man, God damn it, Ron Jeremy! I
Yeah.
thought you
You
were
want to
cool. Fuck off.
just
What is like
Well, we don't
every
well, he hasn't been found guilty.
allegedly,
Hasn't been
allegedly.
found guilty. You got to
Yeah, but
hear
the thing
all.
about it is that like, one of the people that had something done to her, like she started a group for other people, like to get other people forward, and like they had like 100 women come forward and say that he had done shit to them.
Yeah.
Which
Well,
I, you
there's
know,
gonna be some fakes in there too,
yeah, but
though,
I
you
feel
know.
like that's probably like a really small percentage. I mean,
You don't know. You're blowing it into something. There's gotta be evidence. Gotta be proof. It's gotta be evidence. It's gotta be testimony. You at least have to see who it is that's saying this.
well, there are
You
like
know.
I can't remember the names because I wrote this shit down, but I don't remember where it is now.
Yeah.
But I had an article that was in the LA Times. Danica Dane was one of the ones. Jennifer Steele, Jay Taylor. You,
Those sound like all porn stars.
they are,
Okay.
but you know what I mean. But
Yeah.
there were other ones too. But those were three that brought
So he
charges.
was okay. Yeah. So this was within the industry. They're me tooing him. He's the porn's version of fucking Weinstein, is what they're saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it's just...
Yeah, yeah. I can see that.
I can see that, too.
Yeah.
And he definitely does seem like the type of dude that would, like... Because everybody knows who Ron Jeremy is.
Yeah.
That would, like, throw his weight around, especially now that he's, like, an old man and probably can't get it.
Yeah.
He can't get it for free anymore.
Not yet. Well, what he's doing is just, you know, I'm Ron Jeremy and you're a porn star, you know, you gotta kiss the ring, you know, and he reaches in his pants. There's the ring.
And then everybody's like, no, oh, I was afraid. Yeah, you gotta kiss the ring.
Yeah. It's probably what he's doing. And he probably didn't think it's a big deal, you know what I mean? Hey, this is porn.
Well, they never do they? They never do.
Yeah, it's not a big deal. You guys are all porn stars.
It's like, yeah, well, I'm not getting paid for this bullshit, am I?
Porn stars, you know, give it up. Yeah, that's what he's doing.
Yeah. Fucking.
Oh, fucking Ron.
Ron. His rum's still
that
good.
That rum though. Was good.
Yeah. We both thought the same thing at the same time. I'm just, it's not like he had anything to do with it. He's just like, yeah, I'll license my image to slap it on the thing. He didn't make it like in his basement.
That's fucking
funny. So yeah, we had to mention that because I didn't know about that, and somebody sent you the link to it because I hadn't heard anything. The article that I saw from the LA Times, I think, was from 2 days ago. So it's like it's pretty recent.
Yeah, you're a mod, Zach. I've made like three mods.
Just in case we get any like miscreants. Well,
I think it carries on to
that
other.
Need to get.
I think you keep that booty. Status, so I think it would carry on to other live streams.
We don't usually get. I mean, on the live streams, we don't get anybody coming in here like saying
no. There's
fucked
usually
up shit.
Usually it's just regulars.
Yeah, it's usually just everybody, and we know who y'all are, which is nice.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
I was going to say, yeah, did Ron Jeremy ever look good? Yes, he did. He was actually in Playgirl when he was young. He looked like a Burt Reynolds. He looked like that at one time.
Although Burt Reynolds didn't really look all that good either.
Well, yeah, I guess it's a matter of opinion.
I mean, yeah.
That was kind of a popular look back in the 70s.
Yeah,
for men.
I know, I remember.
Yeah, black kind of curly hair and a fucking handlebar mustache looked like he came out of fucking off the Village People. Yes. Hairy little motherfucker. And that was a fucking...
Hairy little motherfucker.
Yeah. And, but that was a popular look back then. But I remember him kind of looking like, it's been a long time since I've seen the photos of him, but... From that era, but I remember thinking that at the time you kind of looked like Burt Reynolds.
That you were you like surprised when you saw like photos of him?
Yeah, I couldn't
like,
believe that was him.
Wow, he actually doesn't look like a little toad person.
Yeah, and, you know, my whole life, even when I was a teenager, you know, or late teens, early 20s, he looked like a fucking little hedgehog, and they called him a hedgehog.
Yeah,
he was just a little short, round, fat, hairy. Fucking silly looking dude, man.
He was blue. He chased after rings.
Something. I don't know what you're. What?
Sonic
the Hedgehog. Okay, yeah.
We saw that movie. I thought for sure you would get that.
I didn't make a connection. But yeah, he's just fucking funny looking. He was a funny guy. But evidently, you know.
It just goes to show looks don't matter for men in porn.
Well, he was an actual actor, he was a legitimate actor.
Well, yeah, I mean, he's been in some other shit.
He couldn't
too.
Get any work, so then he went to porn.
Yeah.
And
well, that happens a lot.
He started in a time when porn movies were movies. Remember that era?
As they were on like 35mm.
Yeah, and they actually had a story and shit. And
they actually had to fuck that shit.
Yeah, and they tried.
Who wants to sit through an hour and a half?
Stupid. they tried to actually, you know, be respectable. They like it was a real film.
Yeah.
Yeah. It didn't last long, though. You know, video came, and they were like, no, just sex scenes. Nothing but one sex scene after the next. There's no story. That one out.
Yeah, it's like, who you know,
there
they
doesn't
just,
have to be a story.
They
a
just
story.
Need the barest skeleton of a story to hang some shit on. Here it comes the pizza boy, and he's horny. Here comes the repairman.
Well, no, they had that in the old ones. But I'm just saying, eventually, it just evolved into where there was no story at all. Just scenes.
Yeah. I remember, like, because I was curious. I wanted to see, like, some of the really, you know, the not really old, but, like, the ones from the 70s that actually were, like, actual movies.
Like a movie, yeah.
And it's like, God damn, those were so boring.
Yeah. A lot of dead space.
You're like, when's everyone going to start boning? This is taking forever. I could watch a regular movie on cinema.
It was a fucking another time. I mean, they were playing that shit in theaters, and there were dudes in there fucking jerking off and shit, fucking... In the fucking theater.
Because dudes are gross. That's why.
Man. I don't understand it, man. I don't understand, you know, I just couldn't. You know, there was no VHS or nothing, none of
that. Yeah, you so couldn't you just, really. You didn't have much choice.
And yeah, I don't think there were women in the audience.
Unless they were super freak.
Unless they were selling it. But, you know, ridiculous, man. It's another time.
Can you imagine the smell?
Terrible. Oh. Imagine walking around the fucking floor be sticky and shit.
Yeah. Yeah, Pee Wee Herman, he got caught doing that shit.
It's ridiculous, man.
And I think he got caught doing that shit later, like when
out of style.
Well, and when it's like, we have VCRs now,
yeah, and he's the one in there doing that shit.
Because, like, exhibitionists
right.
get into that kind of shit.
Weird shit, man.
They like that kind of
weird
crap.
Shit. Fucking, you know, it was another time. And it wasn't our generation. It was, those motherfuckers were weird.
Well, yeah, I mean, I was born in 1972, so I was, like, a little kid still in the 70s. I remember shit from the 70s.
That was our parents' generations. Fucking yeah. Kinky motherfuckers, man. Weird.
You and your fucking key parties.
A lot of those dudes are probably dead by now. Most of those dudes are dead by now, probably.
Probably. You guys remember the Pussycat Theater. I remember that name, yeah.
It was in L.A.
Yeah.
You used to pass it all the time.
I remember the sign.
It was in Long Beach, I think.
Yeah. That was a pretty famous
place.
We had, where I grew up in Daytona, we had on Ridgewood, where all the prostitutes and drug addicts hung out, Ridgewood Avenue. There used to be a porn theater, but I couldn't remember the name of it, though. I remember it had, like, one of those signs. Because remember, like, some of the old movie theaters, especially porn theaters for some reason, would have, like, those kind of triangular signs, like pyramids that kind of stuck out. Then they had, like, the big tiles with the letters on them coming down the pyramid. You know what I mean? I can't remember the name of that theater, though. I think they only showed, like, two movies at once, and they were both porn theaters. But it's like, that was like, the street you didn't want to go on. Although, I used to go down there sometimes when I was older, because that's where Judy's Jazzy Boutique was, and I used to love that fucking place. Like, it was, you know, she had, like, all the punk rock clothes, and that's where Jen from the Jenna Torturers used to go and get her outfits. You know what I mean? So it was like, I don't think it's there anymore, because I'm sure that woman that owns it is dead, because she was old when I went. But her name wasn't Judy. That was her daughter's name. Her name was Norma.
Okay, we got to discuss this damn movie that we saw the other day.
Yeah, we're not talking about the Conjuring universe, Curse of La Llorona, which we also saw in the theater, which was all right.
It was all right, yeah.
You know, probably not the best Conjuring universe movie, but it was all right. This was a new movie. This came out in 2020.
Yeah.
And it's Guatemalan, and it's just called La Llorona.
Yeah.
And it premiered at, like, some film festivals, like, earlier this year, and then Shudder got a hold of it. So Shudder just started showing it, like, maybe a couple of days ago.
Yeah, what'd you think of it?
It was pretty good, actually. Yeah. I don't think I would call it a horror movie.
Yeah.
It was more, like, a real serious drama with a little bit of, like, supernatural ghost story stuff, like, over top of it. But it was mostly a drama.
Yeah, I hated it. I just thought it was boring as fuck. Just boring.
I can see how you would think that. Like, it seems like it's gotten good reviews, but it's like, I liked it, but I couldn't, like, really super get engaged with it.
That 10-15 minute rule was fucking back like a vengeance. I was 5 minutes into it, and I'm like, I'm not gonna like this. And 10 minutes in there, and still nothing's really happening. I'm going, this isn't doing good.
It's very slow.
And then 15 minutes, I hit the 15 minute mark, and I'm like, okay, I'm out of here. And fucking, you know, I went out and started playing Doom.
He went over to play Doom in the corner.
And I checked back over and looked, see if anything was happening on the screen. Nothing was happening. Just wasn't happening for me.
Yeah, right. Like I said, if you go into it, like, knowing that it's going to be not like the Conjuring movie, if it's going to be, like, a serious drama with maybe a little bit of that, the mythology about La Llorona about it. Because basically the story is that there's a guy, it's, you know, it's set in Guatemala, there's a guy who was, like, a dictator or something, or a general, and named Don Enrique, and I guess he's being tried for war crimes, because, like, for, you know, killing, like, the indigenous, like, the Mayans and stuff, like, killing a bunch of them, like, you know, genocide. And so it's him, and then he gets sick, and then so he's kind of, like, him and his family are, like, confined in their mansion, you know, while all these protesters are outside, like, you know, fucking with them. And he starts, like, hearing a woman crying in the house, and then, like, all their maids and, you know, all their servants take off, because the servants are kind of more on the protester side. And so he's like, well, we need more maids. We can't, like, do things ourselves. And and so this woman, this young woman shows up to be a maid at the house. And the implication being that she's La Llorona and she's going to take, like, revenge on the guy. But like I said, this is a very, it's very low key.
Yeah, it's also very, very South American stereotypical shit. Growing up in Brazil, it's using a lot of tropes and a lot of ideas that are just very tired and played out in places like Brazil and Central and South America. If this was a Brazilian movie, it would have been made by the PT or something. It's real stereotypical Marxist social commentary, and it's just played out, you know what I mean? Where you have to see it, you have to understand Central and South America or in South America to really understand it. It's very stereotypical, boring from my point of view. If you're, you know, if you're an American, you're not real fucking familiar with South American culture, and you know, maybe you might see it as something unique, but from my point of view, it was just stereotypical.
Yeah, I mean, it didn't really seem like it was doing anything super new. Like, nothing it was interesting that they used the La Llorona myth, like, in that way. Like, in a sort of political allegory type of way. That was interesting, but I don't really think... because it's a pretty broad myth. You can use it a lot. You know, you can use it a lot of ways. And there might have been some other... Because there's been, like, 40 bajillion La Llorona movies.
The only thing missing was Che Guevara. If Che Guevara showed up or Fidel Castro, that would have fucking just been the icing on the cake.
Yeah, it's, you know, well, just, like I said, it's...
It's just boring South American shit.
Yeah, it's, as I said, it's very low-key. It's very, I mean, if you're looking for a horror movie, I would not even call it a horror movie.
No.
You know what I mean? I think it was just like a drama, like a little bit of a supernatural
drama. What it was South American political propaganda. That's exactly what it was. They called that trying to think of the fucking term that they tended to use. An important movie is what they call it. That's what they would call it. An important movie. What that means is it's social commentary. But it's only like Marxist social commentary. that's what it is. So, to me, it was just a work of South American propaganda. And it comes out of the studios. And like I said, if this was Brazilian, it would have been made by the PT or the Workers' Party. I'm telling you, that's what that was.
Yeah, I'm not real sure who made this. Like, the name of the director was Yair Bustamante.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure if he's made any other movies or not. Because this is, I think this is probably the first Guatemalan movie that I've ever seen.
It was, other than that, production was high quality, acting.
It was a nice looking movie. Acting was pretty good. You know, good acting and stuff. It just, you know, I liked it, and it was, I thought it was like a quality, like a well done movie, but it just, it didn't really grab me all that much. But it did have like a couple, it had some cool like visuals in it and stuff. And
if you want to see a cool communist propaganda monster movie, you want to see the North Korean movie called Pugasari. That's a fucking badass movie. And
we need to review that one these days.
That's a good communist movie. And it's a communist Godzilla happening in fucking medieval Korea. And Pugasari starts off this little bitty creature, and he eats steel, and he grows to huge proportions, and you have to defeat him. And he's an allegory for capitalism. Capitalism eating up all the steel and all the resources, and growing out of control. And that's a good commie movie. That was Kim Jong-il made that movie.
He did,
and he made that with captives, captured director.
Yeah, he kidnapped.
Kidnapped the directors from Japan.
And the actor, right?
And the actor.
And the actress that's in it. Yeah. I think they had to do it or they would be killed.
Yeah. And it was better. Shit. And it was better than any fucking movie from Toei. You know, from a Japanese Toei movie. Much better. It was a good movie.
I liked the monster design.
Yeah, it looked good.
Like, I don't remember a lot about it, but I remember the monster looking pretty kick-ass. It
looked kind of like Godzilla with bull horns. He had big fucking bull horns coming out, and he was fucking armored, and he was red. And he eventually started to glow red hot. It was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Like a furnace.
Interesting. So, Batter Bobcat says, I hate ghost movies. Ghosts don't scare me. You know what's really weird? And I talked about this on my blog like a long time ago. It's really interesting because I don't really believe in ghosts or the supernatural all that much.
Yeah.
So you would think that horror movies that scared me the most would be horror movies about shit that could really happen, like serial killer movies, like Wolf Creek or some shit like that. But that is never the case.
Yeah.
I mean, I like movies about serial killers and shit that could really happen, but they never, ever, ever scare me. If a movie's gonna scare me, it's gonna be supernatural, which is dumb because I don't believe in the supernatural in real life, so I don't really believe that could actually happen. But supernatural movies are just much scarier to me, and I've been trying to figure out why the fuck that is for, like, pretty much my whole life, and I can't figure it out.
Zach's asking what the PT is. The PT was the Brazilian Communist Party. It was in charge for, like, almost 12 years, I think. Decimated Brazil. My friends fucking went lived through it. They fucking hated it. Brazil went from a decent country to just a fucking lawless piece of shit country. The leaders of the PT are in prison, most of them right now. They stole, like, billions or trillions of fucking dollars. But Brazil's in a state of fucking civil war, basically, right now. Fucking, you can read up about it. Although you probably won't be able to hear anything true, because the PT controls all the news media of Brazil. So all the communications is basically PT propaganda. So truth can't come out of Brazil. And the PT is owned by the oligarchy. It's not owned by the people. It's the rich oligarchy owns the PT. And it rules Brazil. And it's a fucked up situation. Imagine if fucking, you know, what you see going on in the northern cities right now. It would be what it would be like if they took over. Exactly. Go ahead.
Zach says, Hereditary made me cry like a fucking child. It's also now my new favorite movie, which should tell you a lot about me. That is actually probably my favorite new movie as well. And like I said, I think I mentioned this on one of my other things, but it's like, I really, really loved that movie a lot. But I want to watch it again, but I'm kind of afraid to. And I think that's the only time that's ever happened, like with any movie. It's like, I really want to watch it again, but then again, I kind of don't, because after I saw it, like, I just was like, fucking, I don't know. It just stressed me out a lot. And I thought about it for like a week or two afterward. Like, it really, really bothered me. So, I don't know if I want to feel like that again. But then in a way, like, my whole life, I feel like I've been looking for a movie that made me feel like shit like that. And it succeeded. And that's really one of the only movies that made me feel that way, like, at least in the last fucking 20-30 years. I mean, since I was a kid.
To my Hereditary?
Yeah.
I didn't really like it that much. I have to see it again.
I really, really want to see it again, but it's like, I don't know. It made me feel so bad, like, afterward, that it's like, I don't know if I want to feel like that again.
Yeah.
Even though I know what's coming now, so it might not bother me as much. But, yeah.
I don't think the audience has liked it too much. That didn't do too well at the box office, did it?
It did okay.
Did okay?
It seemed like it, it got real mixed. Like, people either really loved it or really hated
it. Yeah, that's what I could tell from the vibe from the audience.
Did y'all ever review Midsommar? Yeah, we did when it came out in the theater.
That was another one that flopped at the box office, but I liked it.
I liked it too. I thought it was awesome. And that was another one that you really have to watch it again, because there's like so much fucking symbolism and all this other kind of shit going on.
If you like The Wicker Man, you'd like that. If you liked all that neo-folk stuff.
Yeah, very pagan horror. I like that. $79 million at the box office, Zach says.
Okay.
And I'm not really sure. I mean, I don't think it cost that much to make. So that's not bad for a horror movie, actually. Especially one as weird as that.
Yeah. The average person hated Midsommar.
Average people are
Yeah, they
stupid.
Didn't even know what to make of it, especially in Florida.
Average people are stupid.
They have no idea what to make of that.
That's what I mean. That's why I don't really care, like, oh, did the movie do well at the box office? I'm like, yeah, but most people are idiots, so that doesn't mean that I'm going to not like it.
Yeah, Florida's culture is basically half fucking kind of Cuban, kind of South Americans, and they had no idea what to make of that movie.
Well, and Florida's full of rednecks,
And
too.
Rednecks, yeah. They wouldn't know what to make of that movie.
I mean, rednecks wouldn't go see that movie.
Yeah, they wouldn't be there in the first place.
Yeah, they wouldn't.
Oh, I ain't going to that shit. Oh, uh-uh.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I mean. It's like,
I ain't going to see that.
Yeah. All that European bullshit.
All that European stuff. Where's the monster trucks?
I mean, you know,
I couldn't do that to me. I'd just get my truck.
That's exactly what it would be like. Yeah, it would be like, I grew up like around people like that. Yeah, so yeah. I know what people are like that. So that's why I don't really take, it's like, oh, the average person doesn't like this. It's like, but the average person is stupid. Yeah. So I don't really care about what they like or don't like. You know what I mean? Somebody said also Sinister and Insidious were also written. And I agree. Those were actually both really good. Sinister actually surprised me. I'd been hearing so much about that. And Ethan Hawke is in it, and I have a soft spot for Ethan Hawke. I guess in all those fucking 90s movies he was in, like, he was in Reality Bites and all that kind of shit, I think. But yeah, what I was, like, actually surprised at how good that was, like, how creepy that was. I think I liked Sinister more than Insidious. Now, are the Sinister sequels any good? Because I'm tempted to watch them. I've only seen the first one. I think the part two is maybe on Shudder or Tubi, I can't remember, and I keep seeing it and I'm like, maybe I should watch that because the first one was really good. But I don't know, it's like I always watch the fucking sequels and they always kind of disappoint me, so I don't know. But I did really like that one. He says two is very good. Okay, well, maybe I will watch it. Did you guys review The Witch 2015? I don't think we ever did, but I don't think you saw it. I loved The Witch. It was so creepy.
I see it.
It was like set back in, I can't remember what year it was, but it was set back in like colonial times kind of. And it was all, everything was exactly like period accurate, like the way they talked and like all their clothes and all that other kind of stuff. And it was just like a really creepy, like witchcrafty kind of thing with like a goat that was like, called Black Peter, like telling them to do things, and it was super creepy. I really, really liked it. But that was kind of another one that's like, you know, I hate to use the term prestige horror, but it was like another one of those. I think it might be on Netflix now that I'm thinking about it, if anybody hasn't seen it. But I really, really liked it. That's another one that I kind of want to rewatch because I think it was like a year or two that I saw it. Goat's eyes are scary in real life. They are. They have that like weird pupil that like goes the opposite way.
Yeah.
Why did that happen?
I don't know.
I was reading an article. You know what's weird is I was reading an article a couple years ago about why that happened, and now I can't remember.
I know one thing though is, you know, I've taken care of them before at barns and stables and shit. They're friendly. They're like dogs. And
they are.
They're intelligent. And they do shit. And they fucking play little games. And they are
cute
big
as shit
a lot.
Too.
They're real fucking funny.
They're cute as shit.
And they descend from an ancient predator, actually. What you're seeing now was not the first version. The first version of him was the size of a horse.
Yeah.
And it had a head on it and teeth like a lion. And it ran around fucking chasing shit down and eating it.
Yeah.
You know, they were fucking predators. That was, you know, millions of years ago. That was before humans. But it's hard to believe that came from a lion-like creature.
Yeah.
It's a trip.
It
had cloven hooves.
Like the devil.
Yeah, cloven hooves but teeth like a lion.
Yeah, The Witch was the same director as The Lighthouse. You saw The Lighthouse.
Yeah, that was good. I wouldn't want to see it again, but that was good.
I liked that a lot.
Had a weird ending.
It was much funnier than
it was
kind of
like being insane watching that movie.
Well, yeah, well, then it succeeded because I think that's what he was trying to do.
Right.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Okay, so Black Peter is the blackface Christmas guy. The goat is Black Phillip. Black Phillip. I said Black Peter because we were talking about, I was reminded of that fucking Christmas creature show we did like a few years back. We were talking about Black Peter, like walking around in blackface.
Yeah.
What fucking country does that? It's so fucking crazy.
Isn't that like Holland?
It's somewhere like that. Yeah. Or Denmark. I can't remember where it was. I was like reading, David Sedaris. I have one of his like books of essays, and I think there was an essay in there called 6 to 8 Black Men, and it was kind of about like these weird Christmas traditions with like all these like black men like pulling sleighs and shit like that. It was funny as hell. I have to fucking read that shit again. It was so fucking funny.
Yeah, ask me. Yeah, goats originally were something kind of like a lion, and it was the size of a horse.
Killer Goat. That's the next
goat.
Sci-fi
yeah.
original movie.
Yeah. That was a long, long time ago, though. That was even before humans and Australopithecus. It was a long time ago.
Yeah. So it is Holland because they have Zwart Piet,
yeah.
which I guess is Black Peter. But I think that it's more than one country that has that, but it's kind of all those countries up there, like Holland, Belgium, and all that.
Yeah.
All right. So, you ready to
shut it down? We had a quick visit, I guess.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's Sunday. And we'll stream again tomorrow. Probably another new movie if I can find one worth watching. Or one not worth watching that's just stupid and entertaining. Troma gonna need to make a movie based on killer goats. It would shock me if they hadn't already, but... I mean, with those eyes, you'd think that would be, like, super terrifying. Like, up at giant's eyes. What if it was, like, a Godzilla, like, Goatzilla?
I don't know what you're talking about. What?
They could make a movie called Goatzilla.
They probably made something like that.
Yeah, somebody tell me that that's already been made. It had to have been. Because think how scary that would be, like, a huge, like, Godzilla-sized goat coming at you with those big eyeballs. Like, they could even have a scene where, like, one of those weird big eyes is, like, in the fucking window of, like, the high-rise. Like, looking in your apartment window and shit like that. I'm writing the movie in my head as we speak. All right, so we're going to shut it down, I guess, because it's Sunday and we're still kind of tired and...
Yeah.
Not too hungover, but just kind of sleepy. And we'll probably be back around 3 p.m. tomorrow. Like I said, either doing a sidetracks or a matinee, which I guess this one was kind of a sidetracks too,
yeah.
Even though we did kind of talk about a movie. Yeah. But yeah, we will talk to you guys again tomorrow. So thanks for coming by. Bye.